Welcome to another episode of Latika Vine Show. Today, I want to share with you a Growth Monday tip. It is a tip to help you build opportunities for your self-success in your career. Enjoy! Hey, working mom. Welcome to this week's Growth Monday episode on the Latika Vine Show. I want to remind you to stop being a master of none, N-O-N-E, and a Jill of all trades. What I mean by that is God has given you many talents, many skills, He's given you much experience, much knowledge. He's given you many gifts. But God has also asked you to be in alignment with Him. When it comes to your career, are you doing what God has initially instructed you to do? So I was talking to a dear friend of mine, and we were talking about all the talents and gifts that she has when it comes to her career. But when it comes to going to that next level, whether it's, you know, going up the career ladder, whether that's getting a promotion, whether that's just simply asking for more money or gaining new experience, we have to make sure that we are a master of one. We have to, because when you go to someone and say, hey, I have all of these gifts, they're going to say to themselves, how can I use her? How is she going to be a benefit to my organization? Where will she fit in? Do not give a potential employer the upper hand in deciding that you are not a good fit for their organization. And that's exactly what we do when we become masters of none and Jills of all trades. So I want to encourage you to go back to the vision that God has given you. And if you don't know what that is, maybe you don't have the clarity, I want to talk to you. I'm going to share with you ways that you can get back to really gaining that clarity that God initially gave you when it came to your career. And I'll tell you that when you take the moment to be clear, have clarity, seek that clarity from God, and you actually put it into action, doors open. I believe it's Revelation 3:8 that says the Lord will open doors for us. 2 Corinthians 2:12, the Lord will open doors for us. And if the Lord opens door for us, that means that we're in alignment with Him. You ever wonder why you're not getting the promotion? You ever wonder why you're not being called back for that job that you interviewed for? You ever wonder why your colleagues are getting promoted and not you? You ever wonder why you're getting overlooked for experience, for projects, but your colleagues are getting them? It is because you are a Jill of all trades. You have shown that you have so many talents, but yet you're not an expert in one. This is something that I've had to deal with, and I'm sure that you've experienced and you've heard other people experience, but it's important for us as working moms who desire to be in alignment with God, for God to open the doors for us, for those impossibilities to turn into possibilities, to be in alignment with what God has initially called for us for our career. And that career does not have to look like what you're doing right now. That career can look really different than what you're doing. Because sometimes in life, we go down a road thinking that this is God's voice. And really, it's not God's voice. It's our own internal voice telling us, yeah, this is a great, 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 great opportunity. And we didn't ask God. We didn't seek God's direction. We didn't ask the Holy Spirit to lead and direct us in this particular area. So I want to encourage you that If you're in a place where you feel stuck, if you're in a place where you feel like things are not happening the way that you envision in your career, if you feel like you've been overlooked, if you feel like you know that God has called you to greater, and you know that you're in a place as far as your career, you have the skills for your career that make you an expert, but you're not being viewed as an expert, it could potentially be that you are a master of none and a Jill of all trades. So how do you change that? How do you become a master of one? How do you become an expert of a skill? Yes, you do have all these other skills, but it's important that this one particular skill overshadows all the rest of them. Because in order for you to be in alignment with God and receive the doors open, to walk in the doors that He has already opened for you, you have to make sure that you are a master of that particular skill. And you get there by asking God for the clarity. I want to share with you the prayers, the scriptures, the strategies that I have used to really be gain that clarity and be in alignment with what God has called for me to do in my career, get into it, and for you to reap the blessings, for you to see the fruit, for you to plant the seeds and to reap a harvest by being in alignment with God. So this day, before we go into a new year, let's make sure that we are a master of one and not a Jill of all trades. Let's make sure that we're showing up as the expert of a particular skill that is unique to us, because God has given you that uniqueness because you are equipped to handle that uniqueness. But let's make sure that you're an expert and you show up in that expert and you show up confidently in that expertise. And by you showing up in that expertise, by you showing up confidently in that expertise, you will be in alignment with God and He will open the doors that no man can shut for you to go to your next, whatever that next is. So in the show notes, I will have my virtual coffee chat link. Click on it, look at my schedule, and see what day works best for you for us to sit down and let's talk. Let's talk. Let's build a strategy for you to be a master of one, for you to show up as the expert you are. I hope this was helpful for you, and I look forward to talking with you soon. Take care. Hey, working mom, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope, I pray that this episode was such a blessing to you. Please bless us by rating this episode and sharing how it's helped you to manage, to balance your marriage, your life, your career, and your faith. Thank you so much for joining us on The Latika Vine Show, and I can't wait for you to listen to the next episode. God bless you.